Richard Nelson.
Thank you, committee members. First of all, I think this is a good idea, this bill, and I appreciate you coming up with it and considering it. I'm afraid I don't have any pre-written or any testimony to give you ahead of time. I'm a lobster fisherman from Friendship, Maine, and besides that, I also work, that's been probably 30 years or more on that, but I also work with the Island Institute and help of other people on aspects of marine spatial planning. And that brings me thoughts to mind that there's another aspect that perhaps other people wouldn't bring up here. I'm sure you're going to get all the scientific aspects and the fisheries management aspects, and there's going to be other fishermen also that bring up these things. But there's another aspect of not only as a fisherman that we will be the first ones to see the effects, see the everyday effects of ocean acidification and climate change out on the water, but we will also be the first ones that might be displaced by the mitigating aspects of trying to solve that problem. And in that terms, I'm talking about a push towards renewable energy and on the ocean as far as wind energy, tidal energy, and things like that. So I've been following the process of regional ocean planning here in New England, and there's some aspects of that which bothered me recently in that states like Massachusetts and Rhode Island have kind of a jump on Maine in that they have Rhode Island has its special area management plan and Massachusetts has its mass ocean plan, and they in this regional process have kind of taken the lead in the conversation of things and taken the lead in bringing up, creating an agenda. So another aspect besides the fact that I'm worried about being displaced out on the water is that I'd like to have Maine create a voice in this process. And this is one more aspect of which it can be a local Maine voice in this, or contribution to this, to say, this is our stand on acidification, this is our stand on what we should do to mitigate that, this is our part of what we would like to see happen on the water and happen as far as renewable energy and things like that. And that would be a highly significant contribution to ocean planning down the way. Certainly all the people in this room realize that people in Maine have a different relationship with the ocean and a different perspective of how their life and livelihoods are in relationship to the ocean than perhaps somebody in Rhode Island or Massachusetts would be. And these are the things that could be slightly voiced in something like this, and or at least as a beginning in something like this. And so I think it's important for those aspects that the fish, as a fisherman, that it concerns me as far as my resource is concerned, and it concerns me of my access to that resource as a secondary item which might not be brought up otherwise. And I thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Do we have any questions from the committee? Thank you for your testimony.